Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
I used to always feel lonely, but now I love being alone. And those are two very different things, being lonely and being alone. Lonely is when you can't handle the voices in your head, or you can't handle being alone with yourself and actually sitting yourself down and looking yourself in the mirror.
This process can be very isolating. It can be very alienating because you start to really improve and not a lot of people do that. So then you start to lose friends. You start to lose a lot of people in your life. And it feels very lonely. It hurts sometimes.
Life is shorter than you think. Okay, you're 25 and you're thinking, wow, I've got 10 years to figure it all out. I've got all these vistas of time. I'm young, I'm healthy, etc. You don't have nearly as much time as you think you do. It goes very fast. So you need a sense of urgency and energy. Like, by the time I'm 30, I'm going to have to try and start that business. I'm going to have to do something. I don't have as much time as I think I have, right? And you have to develop some fire inside of you.
You have to get the noise out, quiet your mind down, get all the static out before you can even have a real conversation with yourself.
You want to be quiet in your mind to see where you want to go, because noise is the ultimate kryptonite.
If you want to find purpose, you have to take accountability for your life. And what I mean by that is like no one can bestow it upon you. No one can just give you a purpose. It is within you and it is there to be discovered, right? But at the same time, everything that happens to us in our lives, we have to say, okay, how did I contribute to this? How am I responding to this? How can I make this bad situation better? What did I do to make the situation happen? At some point, we take accountability for the life that we're living in the present. The past we can't change. But we can be fully present to say, okay, if this has happened, how can I grow from this?
Be the person who still tries after failure, after frustration, after disappointment. Be the person who musters up the courage to believe that a new attempt can bring a new outcome. Because eventually, that's the one who wins.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Time, it's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
I can control my attitude. I can control my words. I can control my perspective. I control the lens in which I see it. Because if I can control what I can control in the moment, what's happening externally is not going to affect and impact my true potential and my true advancement as a person.
These people that you're comparing yourself to, you don't really know You see their shiny outside, but you don't see the reality of their life. People have hard lives, and the ideal that you're observing that makes you jealous and resentful is in large part an illusion that's created by your own mind.
I'm talking about real commitment, not that cheap stuff, right? Not that counterfeit stuff, not that if I get what I want stuff, not that little boy stuff. I'm talking concrete commitment. The commitment that says, can I stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I said it has left? It's easy to say what you're going to do when you're sitting in these plush seats, this AC, and you got the words on the wall.
Come to the realization very clearly that you fucked up and you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it. Whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. You got to go. You got to get after it. And you got to have discipline. That's most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something. And to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific.
Life isn't fair. That's the reality. And a good person in the wrong place, in the wrong time, can end up just a victim of fate. But when those bad things happen to people around you, what are you going to do? How are you going to lead? Are you gonna fall over and fall down and fall apart? Or are you going to lead?
The only way anything gets accomplished, you gotta work hard. I can't remember what the f*** in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read again. Still not getting it. Read again. But if not getting it, write it out. And guess what happened? I got it. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back, your mind would say, okay, we're gonna figure it out, because he is not going to stop.
If you search for something hard enough, you will convince yourself that you have found what you're searching for.
Do you know what happens the minute you were born? You start to fucking die. And as you grow up, time and gravity and the elements put a stress on your system. And every day that you get up, there are forces working to wear you out. This is just called life. We have to constantly battle against the breakdown of our own strength, our own energy, and our own mental capacity. And you know what I'm trying to say by telling you this? I'm trying to tell you that being tired is part of the fucking game. Okay, so it's not a valid excuse. It's normal. It's a constant. It's part of being human. And if you want to be a high achiever, guess what? You're going to have to acclimate yourself to being fucking tired way more than you're not tired.
Just imagine yourself from a year from now. Right? The future you from a year from now. And you just made these simple choice shifts, as I call them. You start choosing your peace. You start choosing your joy. You start choosing you. You start choosing your worth. Above everything, everything else will fall into place. Because the greatest feeling in the world, God, the greatest feeling in the world is execution. The greatest feeling in the world is doing what you said you were going to do. There's no greater feeling in the world.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Successful people understand this, guys. Successful people do not use tired as an excuse. In fact, they understand that if they push through the tired, everybody else stops when they're tired. And so by pushing through the tired, you actually create a gap between you and everybody else that you're competing with. And here's another thing that happens when you're tired. Because no one else ever pushes through when they're tired, and because you're someone that always pushes through when you're tired, you learn this unique skill set that allows you to operate at a high level when you're tired.
We don't rise to our ambitions, we fall to our standards. So you don't have what you want, you have what you are willing to accept. The key to life is not necessarily to just raise your ambitions, it's to raise your standards. What you need to do is set higher standards for yourself and refuse to bend. Force life to bend to your will. And you do that by raising your standards. It's the ultimate key to success.
Jim Rohn used to have this phrase, he said, success leaves clues. He said, if there's anything you want in your life, don't assume that somebody has some special gift. They may have a gift, but they probably developed it, most of it. And if you sow the same seeds, you'll reap the same reward.
Steve Jobs said, when you grow up, you tend to get told that the world is the way that it is, and that your life is to live your life inside the world and try not to get in too much trouble and maybe get an education and get a job and make some money and have a family. But life can be a lot broader than that when you realize one simple thing, and that is that everything around us that we call life was made up by people that are no smarter than you. So build a life. Don't live one. Build one.
You might want something. You might want a better life. You might want to have a fit and athletic body. You might want to have a better relationship. You might want to start making more money and win your financial freedom. You might want to have better self-control, self-mastery. You might want to have greater confidence. Whatever those things you want, they're on the other side of the enough is enough moment that you must have.
Saying that everything great that you've ever looked at in your entire life is built by tired people. And if you want to be one of the great people that builds amazing things, you're going to have to do so tired as well. That is the way it works. Are you tired? Are you tired right now? I bet you are a little tired. That's normal. But guess what you can do? You can still act. You can still execute. You can still work. And you can still be successful.
But they're normal people that knew they needed to make a change. And they decided they were going to make a change, and then they made it. And that is what I do. And that is what you can do too. If you have something to change, if you want to change something, change it. Change it now.
If you can dream and not make dreams your master, we all have dreams. So I figured the best place to make those dreams come true are isolation.
Your presence on this planet is no accident, and you are absolutely here for a purpose. You've been given a gift. It's your genius, and it's intended to bring joy to your life and to lift the lives of those around you.
If a person would sit down and let
their body relax, totally relax, and then start to visualize in their mind, see themselves the way they want to see themselves, and see how you'd like to live your life, see yourself living it that way. Now, understand that that's a picture in your mind. When you pick up a book, the book is nothing but a picture that an author has painted in words. Dream my painting, and then I paint my dream. We become what we think about. Now, it may be fantasy at first, it might even appear to us as being a lie. But if you read it often enough, you'll start to believe it.
Listen to me, man. You have a great life in front of you, but your great life is in front of you. It's not behind you.
You embrace the challenge. It's a test. It's a way to prove yourself. It's a way to toughen yourself up. We can compare the attitude to the aperture of a lens. When you are fearful, that aperture tends to close down, giving you a narrow perspective on the world. If you take in less, you have less to fear. But as your mind closes down, you miss-see opportunities and coming up with new ideas. But if that lens opens up and expands, suddenly you can see all kinds of combinations and connections out there in the world that nobody else is seeing because of their fearful closed lens, the way they're looking at the world. In this case, the chaos of the world is not something to fear, but something to exploit. This is the source of all creative thinking.
That's why you got to work on this stuff. Because life will send you some curves you cannot anticipate. Whatever you do, you want to develop technical mastery. You want to be the best at what you do. You want to master it. See, part of self-motivation is you've got to find something that gives you a strong sense of competence. Well, you become known for that. You develop a reputation of being good at doing that. You set some high personal standards for yourself. You're not competing with anybody else. You're just unfolding yourself to be the best person that you could be.
I've looked in the mirror every morning and asked myself, if today were the last day of my life, would I want to do what I am about to do today? And whenever the answer has been no for too many days in a row, I know I need to change something. Because almost everything, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. There is no reason not to follow your heart.
This is the instinct that says, you've had enough. This is the instinct that says, you've given it your best shot. You can stand down. You can back off. You would take a knee. This is the instinct that says, you can rest now. Do not listen to that instinct. Do not listen. That instinct is a liar and wants to bring you down. That's the instinct that's a defense mechanism. Wants to give you an out, place to run to, little place of sympathy.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Just don't quit today. Tomorrow, take care of yourself. Whatever we got to do tomorrow, just don't quit today. Little step. Tiny step. Tomorrow, what are we going to do? Well, I don't know, but I'm not going to do that today. Just today. All right? Just make one good decision today.
When you go to sleep at night, think about your goals for the coming day. Make a list for each day of all the goals, the little goals you're going to accomplish that day. Keep a journal and write down your goals on a regular basis. When you're driving through the day, think about your goals. When you talk to other people, think about your goals. You see, you do become what you think about most of the time. You do achieve what you think about most of the time. So all successful people think about their goals most of the time.
You will never feel ready to do things that scare you. You will never feel ready to jump off the cliff. You will never feel ready to take that leap. Your brain is designed to protect you, and change requires risk. And so you are protecting yourself by saying maybe tomorrow. If you want to change your life, you must make a decision to change your life.
It takes power. It takes effort. It takes discipline to break the old you, to break those habits, to break free of the chains that have been holding you back. That's where it takes the most effort. And then once you climb up and you start to get altitude, you start to get elevation, gravity becomes weaker. Your old, weaker self doesn't have the same influence that it had. It's easy to want it. It's easy to think about it. It's easy to dream about it. It's easy to tell people you're going to do it. What's hard is getting up in the morning and doing it. What's hard is doing it when all your friends are telling you not to do it. What's hard is having everything in your life tell you that you should pull the plug on what you're doing right now and go get a normal job like everyone else, go be like everyone else, go live the life that everyone else wants you to live, but showing up anyway. That's what's hard. But that's what's actually going to get you where you want to go.
Most people never succeed in life because they're waiting for conditions to be perfect. They're waiting for the sun to shine, the temperature to be right, all the stars to align. And I'm here to tell you guys that will never happen. Conditions will never be perfect. Things will never align. There will always be a reason for you to put off what should be done right now for a later time. That is a success and life truth.
A warrior is sent. A warrior has or feels the obligation. If something is out of balance out there, I'm going to fix it. Or you try. And if you try and you fail, you try harder next time. But you don't give up.
Starting tomorrow, what are you going to do that'll make a change in your life's direction? Good question. What are you going to do starting tomorrow that'll make a difference? Now see, if you don't do something starting tomorrow that'll make a difference, guess what? It's gonna be the same. And see, that way you can guess what the next 5 years are gonna be like. Look at the last five. Because the next five are going to be like the last five, unless you, major key, tomorrow, change it all. Or change a little, or change something, or don't change. It's choice time. You can do whatever you want.
But that hardest part of changing is breaking that gravitational force in the beginning. The stationary inertia of habit that's been controlling you for 7, 10, 15 years. Leave your weak old self behind and go get after it.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what.
I view it as like, you can't control the outcome all the time. Sometimes it should go the other people's way. It shouldn't always go your way. So you get motivated by the losses. You stay motivated through the winning. What you can control is your process. You can control those intangibles. You can control the work ethic. the consistent discipline, your attitude, your culture, how much you care. All those things are in you. They just need to be drawn out of you.
There are going to be days where you get up and you do exactly what you're supposed to do and you work as hard as you possibly can and nothing happens. And on that day, you're going to feel like you're wasting your effort. You're going to feel like you're wasting your time. On that day, you're going to wonder why you're even doing this. But on that day, you're going to promise yourself that you're going to do it again tomorrow. And when tomorrow arrives and the same thing happens, you're going to promise yourself that you're going to do it again the next day. If you keep doing that, one of those days, something's going to happen. So keep showing up. Keep doing the work and trust that one day it's going to lead to what you want. Because if you do the work, it will.
If you will change, everything will change for you. If you will get better, everything will get better for you. If you'll change your philosophy, you'll change your habits. If you'll refine your thinking, if you'll change and accept some new disciplines, if you'll turn the corner where you've been in the past, go for a new life for the future, all kinds of remarkable things will happen for you if you will change.
What does it take to do the impossible? What does it take to achieve paradigm shifting, never seen before breakthroughs?
Again, I've worked with thousands and thousands of addicts. I've never met one in my entire life who said, I feel enough. But many who said, I don't feel enough. You know, I'm trying to fill this emptiness inside. You can't fix an emotional pain with stuff. I mean, obviously we think we can. We shop and buy stuff to fill up this pain. But it doesn't work. You have to recognize that what lies beneath self-hatred, self-sabotage, procrastination, and so many more things is this inner feeling, I'm not enough.
Because if you got $1 billion and every day you live pissed off and frustrated, the quality of your life is called pissed off and frustrated. But if you have nothing, but you're euphorically grateful for whatever you have, you're the richest person that you've any known.
This is a state of consciousness known to researchers as flow. Now, you may know flow by other names, right? You may call it runner's high or being in the zone. If you happen to play basketball, you might call it being unconscious. If you're a beatnik jazz musician, you're being in the pocket. If you do stand-up comedy, you're in the forever box. Flow is a technical term. As I mentioned earlier, it is technically defined as an optimal state of consciousness, one where we feel our best and we perform our best.
Who's counting on you to be at your best today? Like, who's watching you all the time that you need to be able to be a good role model for? So you could go there and introduce a little bit of pain if that pain serves you to be able to level up your life, right? And use it intelligently. The repetition of thinking and feeling and thinking caused me to feel guilt. And I don't even know it's guilt. It just feels like me. It's just, I'm used to the same chemical continuity. Now, the moment they decided to change, anytime you decide to change and change anything about yourself, get ready because it's going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to leave the known, leave the familiar, and you're going to step into the unknown.
So here's my advice to you. Expect amazing things then. If what is expected tends to be realized, expect the best. Expect love and success and an amazing life, because you know what? It will probably be realized really fast if you expect it.
You start seeing that somebody else can do it, and you see they really did, you start to believe, you start to get certain. And then the fourth thing I tell people is it's massive action, they constantly change your approach, and then it's find somebody worse off than you are and help them. Because when you do that, it gets you out of yourself.
When I'm at my best, I'm in this state, and every idea, every action, every decision flows seamlessly, perfectly, effortlessly from the last. So flow is actually a phenomenological description. It's how the state makes us feel.
Some people are super happy being unhappy. So then they would rather cling to their suffering than take a chance on possibility. So these people said, I really have nothing to lose, right? So then they said, I'm willing to be uncomfortable and be in the unknown. And it turns out that's the perfect place to create from. So when the body is conditioned to become the mind, then to change is to be greater than the body.
Now, Shakespeare said, from pain comes art. And it is true that people who've had a blissful life can't write about pain.
It's not your connections and network. It's not your education levels. Everybody has different, right? External. But the one thing that is constant is we all have what? 24 hours in a day. And so if you had, imagine every single morning your bank account, you all automatically, every morning when you wake up, there's extra $86,400. And here's the thing, at midnight, whatever you didn't invest and use is gone. And that's how I look at time.
We all have sport aspirations our whole life. Our being goals, like who we want to be as a person and our desire to be congruent. Our relating goals, how we want to treat other people and show up with other people. Our creation goals, the things that we want to create, the things that we want to contribute, like I want to do something. And then our growth goals, how we want to grow along the way.
We all have degrees of pain. We get rejected, we get dumped, we get hurt, but we're supposed to get over the pain. Human beings are incredibly resilient and we are wired to recover from pain.
Right, we have 86,400 seconds in a day, and whatever you're not investing in it, into something for your happiness, for your health, for something that's gonna outlast you, and use it every single day.
Nobody changes until they change their energy. And when you change your energy, you change your life.
I'm useless, I'm spectacular, I'm terrified, I'm delighted. And by the way, fear and excitement are exactly the same. You can be on a fun fest screaming your head off and going, oh, look at that wheel. Are they scared or excited? I don't know. Do you? Because it's the same. When you're excited, you scream. And when you're scared, you scream.
You think about most of your fears, most of your anxieties. Very few of them are in the right here, right now. They're usually horrible things that happened in the past that we'd like to avoid happening again in the present. Or there's scary things that might, maybe could happen in the future, right? And we'd like to steer around it. When we end up in the deep now, when time gets shut down in a flow state, anxiety disappears. Your stress hormones flood out of your system.
I want to be a good person who's congruent and proud of myself. I want to relate with other people so there's deep, real, meaningful connections, love, and care. I want to create things that I feel like draw out my passions and make a difference. I want to grow into the best person I can. If we all have that same thing, what's the difference makers? Usually two things. Number one, did you take command? And the other thing is community, the people that you're around.
The inner event is an experience enriches the brain. We don't see things how they are. We see things how we are. So as you begin to change your circuitry, you're going to perceive more of reality. And why? Because we probably perceive 1% of reality. So how do we begin to fully engage, right? What matters is the essence. What matters is by making a difference in the world. How can I begin to affect, change, and help people to heal or create a better life for themselves?
The most important thing is to keep the most important thing the most important thing. We all need people in our life that encourage us. We all need people in life that challenge us. We all need people in life that cheerlead for us, that help encourage us, that give us courage, right? And if you haven't found that person, be that person. Be that person for somebody else. Especially be that person for yourself.
Does the decision that you're about to make expand you, expand your future, or expand the possibilities of your life? If the answer is yes, then the decision is yes, no matter how terrifying it is.
Have a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing. One of the central principles of my life is that no one knows enough to be a pessimist about anything, and that each and every one of us
when we close our mind to what is possible for us or what is possible for humanity, closes off the genius that resides and lives in each and every one of us.
Truth is, life will never be joyous unless you break the joy. I really feel like that. So many people are waiting to have happiness, and they're waiting to, like, well, maybe when my boss loosens up, I'll loosen up. Or, you know, when she's vulnerable, I'll be vulnerable. Or if it's like we're waiting for something, I'm like, it's not, your life will never be what it is going to be unless you bring that thing.
Shakespeare noted, there is nothing good or bad, but thinking makes it so. There's nothing good or bad, right? There's just stimulus and then there's response. People think that it is objectively a certain way. So now because they think it is an objectively a certain way, they feel they are supposed to react based on those emotions that are getting kicked up in their mind. What I'm saying is absolutely not. Those emotions may not serve you. They're certainly not aimed at moving you towards your goal. Their job is to keep you alive, plain and simple. So that's not necessarily very helpful in a modern context. So if you want to always be moving towards your goal, you want to be optimized, you've got to learn to get control of your emotions. You've got to learn to understand to tell yourself a narrative that isn't predicated on necessarily identifying what is objectively true, because I don't think that we experience the world that way. It's identifying what's going to work to get me to my goal.
And if you don't find something that you love what you do, don't bother. Because if you don't have a passion for what you do and you love, it gets old. Okay, well, if you're not passionate about what you do in life, it gets old, and then it becomes work. And as soon as it becomes work, we're finished.
So this progress that we're creating in the search for ubiquity of happiness, for the utopia of this place that we will arrive at, this tropical place called happiness, is the biggest lie of it all. So the truth of our existence is that there is nothing truly on the outside that can ever, ever fill us up.
A lot of you feel stuck because you're waiting for some kind of external force to either push it and pressure you to change and to be great and to be amazing, or you're waiting for somebody to give you permission, or then likely, no one's going. The only kind of force that truly creates change in your life is you, the internal kind of force. I hate to say it, but for those of you that feel really, really stuck, and you keep thinking that somebody's got to pick me, it's ridiculous. This is external versus internal force.
He said, then there are those who reach a stage in which they realize the futility of this constant striving, struggling for the things that perish. Things which, after they are obtained, prove to be shadows. It is at this stage that some persons turn from the seeking for things in the outer realm to a seeking for them from God. Taking the focus in my life off of the things, the accomplishments, the acquisitions, reputation, ownership, which we begin to identify ourselves as.